Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority, but we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere Bennett will continue to be here for our customers. They promise that we'll not change.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics. Winding down the year as far as our crop progress reports are concerned, and the latest harvest numbers are in from USDA as of yesterday afternoon, and we are running ahead of a year ago and the five-year average on our major spring planted crops. Nationally, U.S. corn harvest is 91% done, ahead of the five-year average of 80%, and compared to 62% harvested by this date. 92% of the U.S. soybean crop is now harvested, well ahead of the 82% of a year ago, and just ahead of the five-year average of 90% by this date. 61% of the U.S. cotton crop now harvested, 4 points ahead of the five-year average, and a couple points ahead of a year ago. And 90% of the U.S. sorghum crop now harvested, that's 10 points ahead of the five-year average, and about 5 points ahead of 1 year ago. As far as the winter wheat crop is concerned, the condition improves just a little bit in this latest week. 45% of the crop now rated in good to excellent shape as compared to 43% a week ago. The most remarkable improvement is in Oklahoma. 34% good to excellent shape a week ago, 52% in good to excellent shape this week. The rains that came with the ice of a couple of weeks ago made quite a difference in the condition of the wheat crop. A lot of the wheat that was in the ground was suffering because of dry weather. It got a great drink of water, and that's helped a tremendous amount, and even to the point of some wheat pasture now may be available here in the days to come. Congress still has work to do here before they can stick a fork in 2020 and call her done. The election behind us, a lame duck Congress needing to work on a couple of big ticket items, including funding for the government for the remainder of this fiscal year. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader on the Republican side, Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker on the Democratic side, they apparently have agreed that they will work on ways to fund the government for the rest of the fiscal year through September 30th of 2021. At the same time, they're talking about the potential of some more COVID-19 relief, some stimulus package, if you want to call it that. What the package may include and if agriculture relief will be a part of the plan does remain in question. National Farmers Union, American Farmers and Ranchers, and an advocacy group being called Oklahoma Rural and Small Town Table of Common Interests will be holding an issues forum this evening, November 10th, 5 to 8 p.m. over at the Redlands Community College in El Reno. The room is filled. You can watch, though, virtually on YouTube. Details on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news. I'm Ron. Hey, cattle producers, if you're involved in a value-added program or interested in signing up for one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the value-added market to you. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.